Take me through kind of like your origin. You've got a pretty interesting story. You know, you grew up in France, you came to Chicago, and now all of a sudden it's like I go on your Facebook page, it looks like you're taking over Chicago like one day at a time. So how has this like whole process started for you?
I was born in Paris, and I was raised there till I was about 6 years old. And we moved back to Chicago, which is where my mother's from. My dad was from France, and I've been living here for 15 years now, and I started music about 4 years ago, so that's when kind of the process started. I started out playing in rock bands and playing guitar, actually, like completely different style of music than I'm doing right now. And that kind of just eventually led me to grow and grow and grow, and now I'm just solo, and I'm loving every second of it. I love being from Chicago. It's really my favorite town, and yeah, I love performing here, and that's kind of what I've been doing so far.
All right, so how did you get into this working relationship with Twista and on Spring Break Girl? How did that all happen?
We actually he is actually Twist is actually on my second single called Fire, which will be released in a month or so. But I just got connected with him through my manager, and with us being both from Chicago, you know, it was just an awesome opportunity to be able to do a song with a legend. And yeah, he's just awesome. He's a really funny guy, always in good spirits. So it just worked out good.
Okay, as a young guy singing this, you know, radio friendly pop, you're gonna get right off the bat, people that don't listen to you, they're gonna be like, "Oh, is he like Austin Mahone? Is he like, you know, Justin Bieber? Or is he like this guy? Is he like that guy?" So what I want you to tell me is, why should someone check your music out? What makes you different from all of those people?
Well, I just want people to give me a chance to really show that I'm a different person. Everybody's different, and I just want people to just to give me a chance instead of just kind of stereotyping me just into one genre, or oh, he's like this, he's like that. You know, I'm extremely new, and I only have one single out, and if people just judge me on that one single, like, oh, he's just like this, then, you know, I mean, it's okay. It's flattering. I'm not gonna lie, because they're doing very well for themselves. But you know, I only have one song out, so I have so much more to give, and I'm really, really working on my upcoming EP, which hopefully will be out by this summer. And yeah, it's just got a lot of different sounds. I'm really finding my artistry, and yeah, it's gonna be good.
Let's talk about a little bit more what makes you different. You play multiple instruments. A lot of those guys don't. So how did you get into guitar? What else do you play? Do you read music? What's your process like?
My process is I do create my own music. I've created a lot of my own music production. I love collaborating with other producers, obviously, as well. I play drums, I play guitar, I play bass. I kind of dabble in everything. I'm not really specific to one. My favorite's probably guitar. That's what I've been playing the longest. That's what I've practiced the longest. But I do a good job at dabbling in just different instruments, and I'm really quick to learn them as well. So I love just learning new instruments and seeing how I could tie it in with my music, and it's a lot of fun.
All right, let's have a little bit of fun. Give me like a song on your iPhone or your phone or whatever that you're kind of embarrassed to tell people that you love. Like a song that you really like, but people wouldn't expect, or a song that you're like, yeah, I like that song, but you don't really like telling people.
Let me see. Song that I'm embarrassed about. Any song. It could
Any
be any
song.
song.
It could be any song.
All right. hold on one second. Can it be a throwback song?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
All right. You ready?
Yeah, let's hear it. Oh.
That's my jam right here. Oh. I was actually just listening to this today. It's funny. That is my track for today.
That was a great album when it first came out, man. She just kind of like disappeared. But
yeah.
So why do you like Vanessa Carlton? Like, what sticks out about her with you?
You know what? I actually don't know much about the artist,
mm-hmm.
but I just know kind of her smash single,
yeah,
1,000 Miles. But yeah, I don't know much about her. I just like that song.
Okay, all right. Are there any thoughts on you like later in your career, kind of like playing some guitar on some tracks, or like?
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm already playing guitar on my tracks on my EP album. That's already in the works.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I hope to play more instruments as well.
Excellent. All right. Well, what are some of your goals moving forward? Like the next year, what does like the next year look like for you?
My goals are perform. I'm going to be performing all summer long. We are setting up some small tours. Just really kind of solidifying my performance and also getting my EP album out and just becoming a better artist all around.
All right, tell me how Spring Break Girl was written. Was there a story behind it? What was the process on that?
Very, very good story about it.
Let's hear it.
So I was maybe a week before I went to Miami for my spring break, as I go every year, I tweeted out to my fans that I was going to be there. And I have a pretty good following on Snapchat. Snapchat is kind of new. For me, I started about a couple months ago, but you can build your own story on Snapchat now and people can view it and all that. So I've had a pretty good following on that and I get a lot of Snapchats from my fans. So I got this one Snapchat from a girl in Miami and she was like, "Hey, can I meet you?" And I was like, okay, you're pretty cute. Yeah, sure. Why not? So I ended up meeting her and her friends, and we ended up spending just the whole week together.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was a special song. It wasn't kind of a different spring break story. So
cool.
It was a fun song to write.
Nice. So is that kind of like how your process like comes out of like real time moments?
Yes, definitely. I do dig into the past a little bit, but I love writing about just what's currently going on in my life.
All right, so last question for me. What is current? You said that you know it's all about like touring the next couple of months. But like right now, how do you feel about the Le Grand brand? You know, like where are you at? Where are you going?
Well, right now, the Le Grand brand is, I'm just building it. It's very new. Obviously, it's very new. We have a really strong base here in Chicago, and it's building. I just had my first performance a week ago. I performed with Twista, actually, downtown
mm-hmm.
in Chicago, and that went extremely well. Got bunch of new Le Grand girls added to my army, so it was a lot of fun. And yeah, that's just where my brand is at right now. It's getting a strong base in my hometown, and then hit the Midwest, mm-hmm. then hit the country, then hit the world.